I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. This is a quick sample of the weekly Gonkdroid and Steel's Trash Compactor Show, which is a bonus episode for Steel Wars supporters. A quick warning, in this clip there is some occasional coarse language, so if you are around sensitive ears or are easily offended, move along to another Steel Wars episode. This is not the podcast you are looking for. We join Gonkdroid and myself as we go through StarWars.com's This Is Madness character tournament. Enjoy! Here's one. Ahsoka Tano versus BB-8.
God, BB-8.
Ahsoka Tano.
Really? Yeah. Fucking really? Mm-hmm. She's loved that much?
Yeah, people love her.
Okay, next.
I never really got into her. I don't mind her, but I think that initial Clone Wars movie that you had to go to the cinema to see.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Oh, that was a bad introduction to her.
Yeah, that was just a bad introduction to the whole Clone Wars thing.
Yeah, that whole Fly Guy or Sky Guy or Snips and all that bullshit.
Oh, you know what's funny? I went to, I don't know if I talked about this before, I went to like a little Lucasfilm special screening of that too when it came out. They gave us like popcorn and special.
Lucasfilm loved giving out popcorn.
Yeah, like, it was like a whole little like, I think they gave us like a little toy or something or t-shirt also. It was, I remember the experience was being pretty cool, but I remember like, oh my God, this is terrible. It was a cool experience.
Well, I got to, I went to the premiere of Rebels, like the first ever episode, not at the Comic Con when you guys had the Shadow Stormtrooper before.
Yeah.
Before I knew you.
And although
we talked, yeah. I'm not sure if we've talked about this in the podcast before, but Gonk was manning the booth at Comic Con and they had this black 31-inch Stormtrooper that people were just going mental for, and that would line up for hours to wait for the allocated time for it to start selling. And he was very overworked. And when I went up and asked a question about when a white Stormtrooper was coming out, the look of relief. You were about to give me the Anthony Daniels treatment. And then when I mentioned white Stormtrooper, you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, that was a stressful little con. I don't know how much I can talk a lot about them now. Like they lost our palette of figures at one point, and those things, like at one point, I think we were getting death threats. People were just like, "Where's our action figures? We waited for hours." I'm just like, "Oh my God, this couldn't." And you know, it was so much fun. It was so much fun. But then, like, once it started getting to the point where it's like,
most death threats are pretty fun.
People want this and we want them to be happy, and then all the questions, we were selling 50 a day. It was just like, oh Jesus Christ, like we want to make everybody happy, and then everybody just started getting mad at one point. I was just like, okay. And then you came up, which I do remember, and you were just like the coolest, nicest person out of that last 2 or 3 hours, and we're just like, hey. I'm like, oh man. And you're like, I've got a question about the white Stormtrooper. And I was just like, oh yeah, man. What do you want to know? Yeah, it's coming out. Hell yeah. just like, what do you want to know about it, man? Like, I'll show you a picture. It was great. It was great. And it's like little moments like that. I was like, all right, this guy's not so bad.
He's not so bad. He's not so bad.
No, it was great. It was great. Okay. So BB-8 or Ahsoka?
Yeah. Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed that quick preview of, I think, an hour and 20 or hour 30 podcast episode with Gonk Droid, Tony Medina, and myself. with the Trash Compactor. We do that every week. We are having an awesome time doing it. I think we're getting a pretty good thing going. And how you can listen to that is by becoming a Steel Wars supporter for just $3 Australian a month, which is about $2.10 American, give or take on the day. You get to support Steel Wars, keep the podcast going, and as a sweet reward, not only do you get the new weekly Gonk and Steel Trash Compactor show, you also get my Q&A show, questions you have, answers I give, where you can submit questions of anything podcast or Star Wars related, Star Wars podcast related maybe, and I will answer them for you every week. There's a sample of that up on the feed as well. Plus, you get access to the entire back catalog of Steel Wars episodes, and there are some epic shows for you to listen to. We have got in-depth interviews with the likes of Something for Kate's Paul Dempsey, Star Wars collector Steve Sansweet, the guys from the Star Wars Minute, and so much more. I'm talking 65 bonus episodes ready and waiting to go. Easily over 65 hours of Star Wars podcasting for you to enjoy while also keeping the podcast going. You can get all the information at steelwars.com. I so appreciate those that do support the podcast. May that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.